北京市朝阳区2015至2016学年度高三年级第二次模拟考试听力理解部分。该部分分为第一、第二、第三共三节。请打开试卷第一页，请看听力理解部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一道小题，从每题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你将有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话你将听一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
What about your English class this morning, Tom?
We were supposed to have an English class, but our teacher went to a meeting, so we had a history lesson instead. Excuse me, do you know if this seat is taken?
I don't think so. The girl who was here finished her lunch and left.
Could you please tell me the way to the post office?
Sure. Go down this way and turn left at the second crossing. You can see it on your left.
Thank you. Excuse me. I just want to check the boarding gate for BA16 to London. Isn't it 23?
Oh, it has changed to be 25. Down that way on the left.
Thanks.
Oh, Peter, you're so late. What happened to you?
I went to the bank to cash some checks, but the computer system was temporarily down. They said it would be fixed in half an hour, so I waited.
It's really too bad.
Second节到此结束。第二节，听下面四段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几道小题，从每题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有五秒钟的时间阅读每小题。听完后，每小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白，你将听两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两道小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两道小题。
May I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to buy a television. This one looks nice. How much is it?
This one? $230.
How about the bigger one?
Oh, that one has a much better sound for music and movies. It's $350.
Wow, quite expensive. I don't think I'll need that just for watching news.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that the bigger one is on sale for 3 days starting this Friday. Only $299.
Really? It's a real bargain. I think I'll buy it on the weekend.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to buy a television. This one looks nice. How much is it?
This one? $230.
How about the bigger one?
Oh, that one has a much better sound for music and movies. It's $350.
Wow, quite expensive. I don't think I'll need that just for watching news.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that the bigger one is on sale for 3 days starting this Friday. Only $299.
Really? It's a real bargain. I think I'll buy it on the weekend.
Congratulations
on your success in the marathon.
Thank you. It's a new record for me.
Could you tell me about your early days in Kenya?
I lived about 10 miles from the nearest primary school, and I used to run to school and back. It was really challenging. When I went to high school and university, I entered many competitions and almost won every race.
Is it hard to be a long-distance runner?
Well, we have beautiful countryside. It's a pleasure just to run over those hills. It may sound hard to you, but for me, running is as natural as breathing.
Really? That's quite interesting. Congratulations on your success in the marathon.
Thank you. It's a new record for me.
Could you tell me about your early days in Kenya?
I lived about 10 miles from the nearest primary school, and I used to run to school and back. It was really challenging. When I went to high school and university, I entered many competitions and almost won every race.
Is it hard to be a long-distance runner?
Well, we have beautiful countryside. It's a pleasure just to run over those hills. It may sound hard to you, but for me, running is as natural as breathing.
Really? That's quite interesting.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三道小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三道小题。
Paul.Let's talk about your work experience in South America. What took you there? Was it to improve your Spanish?
Well, I just wanted to find out more about the way people lived there. My spoken Spanish was already pretty good. In fact, I ended up teaching English there.
I see. How did you do that?
I found an agency that runs voluntary projects. Construction was an option.Then there was tourism, which I actually chose to do, and then there was work with local farmers. Or we say agriculture.
I think it must be a good chance to experience a different life.
Yes, but it was hard to be accepted at first. However, when people became more comfortable with me, we really connected with each other in a meaningful way.
That's really good. What do you think of the food there?
Simple, but there was plenty to eat.
Quite good. Well, I'll look forward to hearing more. Paul, let's talk about your work experience in South America. What took you there? Was it to improve your Spanish?
Well, I just wanted to find out more about the way people lived there. My spoken Spanish was already pretty good. In fact, I ended up teaching English there.
I see. How did you do that?
I found an agency that runs voluntary projects. Construction was an option. Then there was tourism, which I actually chose to do, and then there was work with local farmers. Or we say agriculture.
I think it must be a good chance to experience a different life.
Yes, but it was hard to be accepted at first. However, when people became more comfortable with me, we really connected with each other in a meaningful way.
That's really good. What do you think of the food there?
Simple, but there was plenty to eat.
Quite good. Well, I'll look forward to hearing more.
听下面一段独白，回答第十三至第十五三道小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三道小题。
Hello.Welcome to Longfield Park. Now let me introduce the program for the next few days. On Monday, you can learn about a small plant called herb. You will start with a tour of our herb garden. Practice the technique of using this small plant to change the color of cloth, and listen to a talk about its use in cooking and medicine.Then on Wednesday, you can join local experts to discover the variety of insects and birds that appear in the evening. We keep to a small number of people, so if you want to go, please phone us ahead. There is a small charge, which you should pay when you come. On Saturday, you can join a working party. You will have a choice of doing different things, from planting trees to picking up litter.Make sure you are wearing something that you don't mind getting dirty or torn. Okay, that's enough for my introduction. Thank you. Hello, welcome to Longfield Park. Now let me introduce the program for the next few days. On Monday, you can learn about a small plant called herb. You will start with a tour of our herb garden.Practice the technique of using this small plant to change the color of cloth, and listen to a talk about its use in cooking and medicine. Then on Wednesday, you can join local experts to discover the variety of insects and birds that appear in the evening. We keep to a small number of people, so if you want to go, please phone us ahead. There is a small charge, which you should pay when you come.On Saturday, you can join a working party. You will have a choice of doing different things, from planting trees to picking up litter. Make sure you are wearing something that you don't mind getting dirty or torn. Okay, that's enough for my introduction. Thank you.
第二节到此结束。第三节，听下面一段对话，完成第十六至第二十五道小题，每小题仅填写一个词。听对话前，你将有二十秒钟的时间阅读试题。听完后，你将有六十秒钟的作答时间。这段对话你将听两遍。现在，你有二十秒钟的时间阅读题目的有关内容。
Good morning. I'd like to open a current bank account, please.
Certainly. I'll just get some details from you. First of all, can I have your full name, please?
It's Peter Hens. That's H-E-N-E-S.
Okay. And what's your date of birth, please?
The 27th of August, 1983.
And where are you living, Mr. Hens?
15 Riverside Street. I only arrived here 2 months ago.
Okay. Do you have a daytime telephone number?
Yes. I think the number at my office is 626195. Just a minute. I'd better check. Oh, sorry. It's 646. I'm not used to it yet.
That's fine. And your occupation?
I'm in Britain as a project manager, but that's not my main job. I'm an engineer by profession.
I'll put that on then. Now, how much will you open your account with? We usually ask for a minimum sum of £50.
Okay, £2,000.
I see. And how often would you like to receive statements? Weekly?
Oh no, that's too often. I'd like to have them sent once a month. By the way, I'm thinking of registering for your internet service at some stage.
Okay, would you like me to send you information about that?
Yes, please. Thank you very much. Good morning. I'd like to open a current bank account, please.
Certainly. I'll just get some details from you. First of all, can I have your full name, please?
It's Peter Hens. That's H-E-N-E-S.
Okay. And what's your date of birth, please?
The 27th of August, 1983.
And where are you living, Mr. Hens?
15 Riverside Street. I only arrived here 2 months ago.
Okay. Do you have a daytime telephone number?
Yes. I think the number at my office is 626195. Just a minute. I'd better check. Oh, sorry. It's 646. I'm not used to it yet.
That's fine. And your occupation?
I'm in Britain as a project manager, but that's not my main job. I'm an engineer by profession.
I'll put that on then. Now, how much will you open your account with? We usually ask for a minimum sum of £50.
Okay, £2,000.
I see. And how often would you like to receive statements? Weekly?
Oh no, that's too often. I'd like to have them sent once a month. By the way, I'm thinking of registering for your internet service at some stage.
Okay. Would you like me to send you information about that?
Yes, please. Thank you very much.
第三节到此结束。听力理解部分，到此结束。